Construction workers, they were on Baltimore's Key Bridge when it collapsed earlier this week, have been recovered from the Patapsco River. They were found in a submerged pickup truck. Four people dead, at least five others injured by a man who went on a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, yesterday afternoon. Police say a 22-year-old suspect is in custody being questioned, but so far there's been no word on a motive or the series of attacks. Stocks modestly higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 5 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead four. More details at srnnews.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think you're going to love the forecast for the next few days. Today, a little below normal. High temperature up to about 69, but a nice day. Mostly clear skies. Tonight will fall to the mid-40s for the overnight low temperature. Good Friday is a good forecast with a high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Maybe even the mid-80s by the time Monday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama has scheduled an execution date for a man convicted of the murder of a couple during a robbery. Governor Kay Ivey set May 30th for the execution of Jamie Mills by lethal injection. Mills was convicted of capital murder in 2004 for the slaying of Vera and Floyd Hill in Marion County. Alabama lawmakers have introduced a bill to potentially broaden Alpha insurance coverage to include health care. Senate Bill 232 would allow Alpha, which specializes in automobile insurance, to offer health benefits to its members. The bill is scheduled to come up for a vote in the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee next week. The deadline to register to vote in Alabama's April 16th runoff is quickly approaching. Those who are not already registered or have moved to another voting place must register by Monday, April 1st. Voters can mail in a completed registration form, go to the County Board of Registrars, or register online. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean and chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. Let's get right out to your phone calls. Lots of stuff to do today. It is a little bit of a conspiracy thinker Thursday. We started off with P. Diddy asking questions about that, and then rap culture, and who's it being pushed by, and the artists who have said, hey, no, this all this was on purpose to help destroy the black community. Look, you roll that together with all the allegations of the CIA purposefully bringing in more drugs into the black community, and people have said, that's not true. I know a guy whose relative knew they were loading drugs onto military aircraft headed back to the United States. He says, Scott, there's no doubt. My relative told me straight up. And you know what they were doing with it? But he was over in that, you know, Vietnam, Afghanistan, that kind of part of the world, loading drugs up that he knew was going back to the United States. And I'm pretty sure they weren't flying it over here to destroy it. Mm-hmm. So if that's, you know... With that being said, somebody was doing something with it. And I do think that the elites consider regular people, black, white, whatever, expendable for whatever their reasons are. And we've all got to understand that that's the way whoever this group is up there at the top sees everybody else.
And is this Smithsonian poster about whiteness, maybe it's just one big psyop too by the government? Or they, whoever they are, to divide us and break us down. You know, like Duke said, I don't know anybody that thinks like that, that believes like that. But you start putting it out there. It's the power of suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, and so maybe, gosh, I said to Scott, what did I say to you when we were leaving the parking lot yesterday?
Shut up, I hate you.
Well, no, after that.
The other day. Your tires that were slashed?
I don't remember.
No, I said, I do. There's part of me that's like, I feel like we really do live in the Matrix, and we all took the red pill, and now we just really want to just to throw it back up. Like, I don't want to know.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to contemplate it. That some days there's just more than you can... You can process.
And then you can get to the Bible verse that ties it all together beautifully that says the human heart is deceptively wicked above all else. Mm-hmm. and you look at the chaos and the confusion and you go, how can it make sense apart from scripture and apart from the enemy and the principalities that we fight that we can't see?
It's all a spiritual warfare.
It is.
Spiritual war. And all that matters is whether or not you trust and follow in Christ.
That's right.
The rest, I mean, look, that's the one thing you can be sure of, the truth you can be sure of, and do it.
That's right.
Then the rest of it, hey, look, try to figure it out if you want to, whatever. It's all going crazy, but have that anchor.
Yep.
Be anchored
firm
in the storm.
Firm and secure.
Absolutely. Let's go out to Sam from Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program. I hope you are well today.
Yes, I'm doing very well. Allison, Amy Beth, always a pleasure. I lost everything. You mentioned that about the people bringing the drugs back from overseas.
Yes.
Man, those are souvenirs, okay? I have more time for souvenirs.
Yeah, souvenirs.
Oh, yeah, a big ball of hash. Oh, no, that or some weed. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, they would probably be easier souvenirs. Desert Storm, there was ordnance and weapons everywhere. Everybody that served in the desert should have been given a free AR. AK. There was an AK for everybody. And now the government, we rounded them up and destroyed them. But, man, I'm totally off subject now, bro. Scott, you asked the question before the break. If you saw somebody using poor grammar and whatnot, would you correct them? And it doesn't have to be an adult
because they'll be insulted. But little group of kids, especially if they were minority children, do you correct their grammar? And you're around them a lot, but I'm telling you, there is a check in your spirit that says, don't do it because they're going to consider you racist.
Well, that's where we are today. And that, yes, we're about people being offended. And a large part of the population now that's just off. And you catch yourself. I'm right there with you. There was speaking about the black culture and that list of crap, you know, everything's racist and offensive. I thought of something that shows that topic about thank you. Scott, you've heard of the Vulcans, right? The Vulcans, you remember Spock?
Yes, yeah, 20 years. Yeah, yeah. I thought they were elves, but they're really aliens from the planet Vulcan.
Well, do you understand there are Vulcans of color? Did you know that?
And they're Vulcans of color.
Yeah, they like science, and they keep their emotions all hemmed up. And just, I was just wondering how they would fit into all this.
They'd be
like
role
models. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would be on the Supreme Court. They're kin to Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, no rap music. They're into the string thing. Man, I'm gone. I've lost.
Well, it was entertaining, Sam. Thank you, buddy. Look, the Ladies of Liberty have that effect on most male callers, and it's just the way it is. I understand completely. That's why we'll go to Miss Love. She'll be able to stay focused. Miss Love, welcome to the program.
Hi, how y'all today?
Good morning.
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, well, they said I need to rest. I wish they'd give me somebody to help me rest. But this haven't just started. It's been a long time coming. And maybe sometime it was also done by people. If they see wrong right there happening to somebody else, they don't take the time to help. And we just got to stop that, you know. Sometimes we're put in place by Jesus to see the wrong and to help, but we don't. Hmm. And that's a bad thing, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But I want to ask you this. Have y'all talked about this article that was in last Sunday paper?
It Which says, article?
In 2023, 325 people died in Alabama prison. And it makes me wonder, how did they die? Did they get murdered? How did they die? Why they don't break it down and say how they died? I really wanted to know, you know?
It seems like a lot of people.
Well, 1 in 23, 1 year, right?
I mean, how many people are in prison in Alabama?
Almost 30,000, probably.
So maybe that's a small percentage, but still.
It's too high. And why didn't you tell how they died? Did they die?
Well, it could be.
Did they die on something else?
Miss Love, it could be an example of Craig's Law in that they don't tell you how they died because how they died might have made sense. What is 300 of 30,000? Maybe we don't have 30,000, but I thought that number was close.
It's like 0.1% something.
Is that right? 3,000 would be 10%. 300 would be 1%. So 1%. I mean, I guess it's possible that 1% of the population would mostly die of old age or natural causes. What percentage of the population of the state dies every year?
Well, if it's natural causes, why would you say that? But if it's kidney harvesting.
I agree with you. We should be given more information, but I found one of the articles from a different publication, and I don't see the reasons there either.
Maybe Cam Ward can call and tell us.
Okay, somebody can probably tell you just how many people was in there last year. You know?
Right. Yes, ma'am. That's a good point. That's a good question, too, Ms. Love. I wish journalists would actually answer the questions that all of the regular people would love to know.
And maybe if we start asking the questions on your show and other shows, maybe they'll step forward and ask the questions.
That's a really good point. Thank you very, very, very much.
Yeah, let's get Cam Ward on here. We can ask him about that. I'm still stuck on Democrat Dale's cell phones in prison.
We could ask Mr. Ward why they allow cell phone usage in the prison.
Yeah, also, supposed to have, if you're not drugs supposed in to, prison too.
If you're not supposed to have a cell phone, why would we not block the cell phones? You're not supposed to have it to start with. So how do we even know that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's.
Yep.
But then the argument is, oh, they'll revolt if you block the cell phone. You mean the cell phones that they're not supposed to have to start with, that we pretend they don't have?
Mm-hmm. And also, they do can have? We talk about, like, the whole concept of restitution? Like, what are we doing to, like, restore them while they're there instead of just letting them sit? Like, I want to know more about that. I need to understand.
How we're rehabilitating?
What are we doing that helps them pay back the crime that they committed? It's a biblical concept. I heard something about it last week, and I'm like, I want to talk about that.
The Alabama Political Reporter.
Is there anything we can do?
The Alabama Political Reporter has an article. I don't know who wrote this. Let's see if we can find out who wrote it. Patrick Darrington. This is a part of the article. APR has heard from sources. Should I do this in a captain's voice?
APR has heard from sources that both overcrowding and a lack of parole increase the violence within the prisons. The lack of parole, in particular, enables individuals to adopt an attitude of believing they have nothing to lose, resulting in acts of violence because there is no longer a fear of consequence.
So instead of worrying about whether or not we're able to make restitution, that we're able to get back into society, that we've said, okay, look, this prison thing is not a place I want to go. The focus is on lack of parole. Mm. Parole is getting out early, right?
Yes,
you're sentenced to 5 years and parole was let you out in 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, you still have the hope of getting out in 5 years. It seems to me that the problem with the left when it comes to prisons is they forget about the victims and they worry all the time about the health of the criminal and how do we let the criminal out earlier. I don't understand the focus.
I think you're being very white.
Oh, I'm showing my...
With your cause and effect. You are campaigning for cause and effect.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm deeply disturbed and I cannot be more repentant.
You rob the bank, you're going to prison.
Yeah,
maybe not.
Maybe you shouldn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter.
Get out early.
There's no cause and effect. If I rob this bank, it'll all be good. I have lots of money. You want to go to David? David, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
How are you guys this morning?
Man, it is the best day of my life.
Yeah. You know.
I don't know why he said it like that.
My viewpoint on prisons is, number one, you can't rehabilitate someone who's never been habilitated to begin with.
Oh,
David, you're going on the list too.
Oh, so be it. And second of all is the lie that the Democrats perpetrate that there are more black men in prisons than there are in college, which it's not even close. There are way more black men in college right now than there are sitting in prison in the United States.
Wow. That's kind of one that I've just never questioned it, but it sounds like it's right up there with all the people being shot by the police all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Black men are just being hunted down and shot by the police by the dozens every day, and that was nowhere close to being true. So you have enlightened me today, David.
Yeah, and this occurred about, probably close to 30 years ago. I got into a discussion with a young man who was attending Alabama State, and we were talking about law and order. And I made a comment about, like, traffic laws. And he said, we were talking about, like, the red light camera deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and he made the comment to me, that's white man law. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? What are you talking about? He said, any laws that were enacted prior to the civil rights movement do not apply to blacks. They don't have to obey them. And I was like, where did you get that from? And he said, it's basically one of the premises of black liberation theology.
Really?
I've never heard that
one, David, but I do not doubt it. Hey, we appreciate it. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done. Big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone. The only name you need to know.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Kilroy will be up. Randall will be after that. Kilroy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Scott, you know how they like to play with words? Like, we're not under, what is it? We're being surveilled.
Spying on you. We just are surveilling you. Yes.
They like to change those kinds of words. Well, they're not pardoning all of these people in Alabama. Pardoning is down, according to Cam Ward and Democrat Dale. What they're doing is it's called early release now.
So we're not paroling. We're early releasing.
Yes, I didn't mean pardoning, paroling. Okay. Yes, they're not on parole. They're being early released.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't think they're being monitored as closely. They don't have to do as much work with the early release people. They've got to show up to get their own ankle monitors and la-da-da. I've got the numbers. It was 369 were released last year and 412 scheduled to be released this year. Not paroled, early release. We got to be careful with the language here. Otherwise, Democrat Dale's going to call in lying.
So they can say, or Cam, Ward, or whoever, or whatever elected official can say, look, we're not paroling more people than we used to. Paroles are down. We're solid. We're tough. We're just early releasing.
You got to watch that language. And don't forget, y'all promised me I could be the first caller if y'all do get Cam Ward on the show.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you, does it say what the what they're in for and who they are early releasing? Like what kind of crimes?
I'm so glad you asked. I don't have my homework in front of me. I didn't know I was calling today, but I can give you two names. You can look up exactly what they did.
Okay.
Ronald Coley. Out of Escambia County, was in for raping a woman.
That's fun.
And when he got out, he raped the same woman. He's back, at least for now. Hector Hernandez is another one. That's the one, he wasn't early released. He just got a 3-year sentence. And then, of course, the one that hits close to home would be Michael Jerome Butler. That's another good one you could look up. He's actually got another trial coming up in a couple of weeks after kidnapping and murder and all that. Okay. They're not releasing the good. They're releasing them all.
Well, at least if they have the chance of having early release, it gives them hope, and they don't, you know, they don't become more violent in prison. So we'll let them out so they can be more violent out of prison.
At least they're not being paroled. That sounds dangerous.
That's exactly right. You parole those people, they'll be out and about. You're right. Thank you, Kilroy.
Thank you.
You know, that's sad, but that sounds accurate.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, if Red Top gets taken in for having a dime bag in his pocket,
mm-hmm.
maybe let's early release him.
Mm-hmm. But don't forget the story, though. Remember, because that's one of the things the left always ran out, that the prisons are full of people that just had one minor drug offense.
Yeah.
And but my friends in law enforcement are like, dude, when you catch them with the drugs in their pocket, you can get the prosecution for that. We know they robbed this house, robbed mm-hmm. this store, stole this car, shot this person. All that is like, well, maybe we can prove it, can't prove it. He said, we're not. Now, look, is there an exception?
So Red Top's a murderer.
There's that's not what I said. There's probably an exception to the rule, but the argument from law enforcement, as it was explained to me, was we're not sending people to prison mm-hmm. because they had a joint in their pocket on the way to Sunday school or their college class. It's usually the...
You take joints.
Yeah. It makes you smarter. It helps
That's
you study.
That's all you can think That's of because Scott goes to Sunday school. Okay.
I cannot even imagine.
Okay, that's funny.
So anyway, that's what they said. It's this whole portrayal of prisons full of these first-time, had
so
one joint
like,
offenders.
Reduce it. They're very good at reductionism.
Yeah, because the left wants you to go, the prisons are just full of these minor drug offenses.
But that's not the first infraction to just build the case of all the other things.
No, that's the one that you can prove. Because they absolutely had it.
It's like you take down the mob with tax evasion.
Yeah, kind of that kind of thing. They're like, look, most of those people are getting pretrial diversion and all this kind of stuff. The prisons are not full of college kids.
Never mind.
To
Red
school.
Top stays.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what they said. Now that could have been law enforcement, but that's what they said, and it makes sense.
Because mm-hmm.
you look at all these stories; these people have these rap sheets that are like, I mean, you just print, still printing out, and then what are they in prison for? Drug possession.
Okay, never mind.
Allegedly involved in all sorts of other things, but you know, there probably are exceptions. Somebody might call and say that their child got wrapped up in something at one time. Let's go to, I said Randall was next. Randall, welcome to the program.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Randall.
Hey. Yeah, no, but that one going to prison with one, you kind of right with that, but I think it's the opposite way. Is they get that on you, you know what I mean? They put that on you, and then when you do something just a little bit better, they already got you looking. I ain't saying it wrong, but they got to up it in Montgomery is because they're going to start doing it where the city, if you get in trouble at school, that they can put you in a program, a 24-hour hold. They already got the facilities. They're about to pass it, and they're going to use retired policemen to talk to them. And the only person that can come pick them up is a registered guardian. Can't no friends, no family members, no nothing. Okay. There's got to be a guardian come sign them out. But that what that does is put something on their go ahead and get some in the books where they can watch them and make sure. You know what I mean? It's just another. I don't know if you're a libertarian, you hate this. If you're somebody who loves laws, you loving this. So I don't know which way you know what I mean you're gonna fall in that. But
yeah,
man, y'all have touched so much. But I do want to talk to Miss Amy Becker. Like, we missed you, girl, because you think when you're there. You add so many vocabulary words because they can't say black this or black that.
Yes.
You had to kick yourself. Scott was like, oh crap, I can't say that. Man, he couldn't say black caucus. He couldn't say black caucus. It was good. It was great. But we have really went off the deep end now. But then we can't even say black caucus no more. But man, on the earlier Tupac is what.
Right, hold it, Randall. Hold it. We got to carry you over because you were the experts. We're going to have Ramblings with Randall as a regular segment. On the other side, we'll be back.
Hi there.
there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the River Region.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think you're going to love the forecast for the next few days. Today, a little below normal. High temperature up to about 69, but a nice day. Mostly clear skies. Tonight will fall to the mid-40s for the overnight low temperature. Good Friday is a good forecast with a high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday. Near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Maybe even the mid-80s by the time Monday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
place where the dreams and a voice sells free.
Is that a Ramblix? Rudd, welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Randall, one of our regular callers. Wait, Randall, look, I'm trying to get a segment name here. I like Ramblings with Randall because I see it as rambling over the roads, but maybe it's Roamings with Randall. I don't know which one I like better. What do you prefer? Not that I'm going to take your advice, but...
He'll choose the opposite.
I'll choose the opposite.
Your least preferred one.
So if I don't want to be singled out, I need to go with this. I say, yeah, please give me a sentence, man.
Yes, yeah, right.
Don't single me out, Brian.
No, but this has become a daily segment. I think it's appropriate.
We like it.
Yeah. Musings with Randall?
I'll tell you this. I like Skies. Why Wednesday? Why did the bridge fall? Why did we have a week law? Why Wednesday? And we can come up with a good acronym. Probably pretty fast with the why part.
Oh, so that's easy.
Why Wednesday? And it's simple. That's simple. So, and I do want to throw out two other things y'all need to, before we get on this Tupac, because it is something we need to look into, y'all, that you touched on earlier. And that Epstein Island ain't the first one. North Fox Island, right here in Michigan, in the United States, was built by our government. And that's the first one I can really, really put my hands on. That really had a lot to do with the Boy Scouts and the reason they hold up two fangs. When you were talking about black and white folks being together and about marriage, the first law was in 1691. The word they use for it now wasn't even invented until 1892. So we loved each other, people. We were tore apart at the seams. And we literally got to fight to get it back, man. Because 1691, they had to make a law. So don't tell me we it was what they told us. That's a lie. They wouldn't have made a law about it.
And made a law about what?
About black and white folks getting married back in 1691. Because if you married, they gave them the right. I guess there's gave them half rights or whatever. They were only considered half of a person, supposedly, is what our history tells us. But going by their laws and when they was invented, we loved each other and they tore us apart. So, but the Tupac thing, it's the opposite. Suge Knight is the one that is the person who they put in play to secretly file everybody. Suge Knight did not own Death Row Rapper. A dude named Harry O, which is in prison. He is the one that they really funneled money. A white dude actually pushed money. I can't think of his name right now, but Harry O was in a federal prison. And Suge Knight had felonies on it, and he was okay to go in that prison and sit down with Harry O. So you tell me that this wasn't going. And plus, Tupac's bodyguard, all these people were either off duty officers that worked security at Suge Knight at Death Row Records, or they were FBI. One of the two. The dude who warned Tupac not to go to the boxing thing was fired when they found out about 2 days later. I will get all that for y'all, man. That notebook's been burned for years. But Tupac was not a gangster. He was raised in a white family, but his uncle is in an underground prison. And I'm not going to even say, because he was supposed to be released in 2016. He wasn't. We got three underground prisons. And I'm not going to say the name because I don't want him to move him. I'm going to get him out. And if I can get him, his uncle got put in prison on a false thing saying he robbed a bank a truck that took money. And that was a lie. He was healing people with acupuncture, getting them off drugs that they were putting in the Black Panther Party, the government was. And he was taking acupuncture, healing them, and getting them off of it. And they put up a fake thing. And they got that man in an underground prison. And that's his uncle. And Thug Life was a program. They knew they had to bring the gangs together because the gangs is how they funnel. They had it. That's why the stock market does so good, and we so bad out here. Is the stock market is sitting on drug money. They funnel it through all these big companies. That's how they get rid of the stock market. That's why the stock market looks so good right now. And when this is all said and done, we're gonna look like we was in a depression. The future, we're gonna look back on, and we was in a depression according to the paperwork. The only thing holding us up right now is once they do the stock market and let it fall, they can rewrite all that. So look, we are in a depression. It just don't look like it because of drug money. But Tupac, Thug Life was put us, and he was bringing gangs together having picnics. And the FBI, the CIA tried to arrest him in Georgia the first time they tried in Michigan on some false drugs. So the second time was in Georgia with some off-duty officers, and he shot them. They were beating a black dude up, and they thought that they were going to be. Well, it didn't even matter. They just got him in jail. That's what they needed. They've done a 12-step program on him, and that's when they started turning his mind about Biggie, and they've done the Biggie thing to it. And when they put him in, got him arrested after they've done the 12th thing, they had him. They made Bad Boys an enemy of his in his brain, and they started turning that young man, and he did lose control. But it's the CIA had done it with that 12-step program. And the reason, and I can tell you, and they pulled up the man who shot Tupac. He said it's an off-duty officer that got to Tupac, supposedly heard Tupac's last words. And his last words were F you. And you know he was saying that because he knows that's the man that shot it. And they used a Cadillac on all things, and they used the Isotoner gloves. The Isotoner gloves, I say, is the same gloves that was used in the trial for what's the name with the white Bronco. The Isotoner glove is the same glove that you see a picture of that shoots the white woman at January 6th. Mm-hmm. The Isotoner glove is the same thing that come out of the Cadillac window. And they use a brand new Cadillac. They were trying to use, like black people were going to drive up a Cadillac. They wouldn't use a brand new one anyway. They would use an old one. So that was stupid to them to do that. And you know, that was just playing on people's intelligence. And then
all right, Randall, I'm full up with what I can take today, brother. I don't even know half these people. I'm researching them as you tell me.
We're going to keep adding on. Those are real.
The underground prisons?
Yeah, those are real.
Hey, Randall, appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. God bless.
You got it. No, I'm like, I know I probably upset Randall sometimes, but really, I'm writing stuff down. I'm typing in my computer so I can.
North Fox Island, 1691, underground prison. I only got to the underground prison, so.
Well, no, I'm ended up now at Jesse Ventura.
A daily treat.
And the 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read.
Oh, can you send them to me? Or are we going to die?
It's on the Googles.
You think Isotoner Glove Company is the one that's running the show? Like what?
I don't know. There must be something special about that one. I thought they were good gloves.
Apparently, my nana used to like those things.
My nana had them. Nana and Tupac, and
who's the white Bronco?
O.J. Simpson.
OJ. That's exactly right. Who do we got? Who's next in order?
Who is in order?
We got two. Yeah, Mr. Pink is up. Mr. Pink, welcome to the program.
How you guys doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good. I would like to just a comment on the Black Lives Matter show you guys got going on. Just wanted to get in on it.
Yeah.
I want to say it's all about money. That's why the culture is the way it is. It's like it's not money. It's no money in Jesus or Mayberry. But if you want to talk about the rap, you know, think about all the young ladies that's doing TikTok. You know, they're making money. They're like got their OnlyFans right now. It's like everybody's the OnlyFans. Right. So that's what it is right now.
I'm just going to tell you, my OnlyFans account, where people are supposed to watch me, I'm not making much money, and I don't understand, really.
Scott Beeson. OnlyFans is not for gardening, Scott.
It's not to watch me cut grass.
Yeah. That right there. But if you want to find a video about gardening, there's going to be a lady, like, with no bra on. Like, I'm telling you, man, everything is all about sex, because sex sells, man. So
you're right.
Whoever owns these top companies, you know, maybe you guys need to get on them and maybe stop using their products for pushing all this toxic stuff on our children, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Very good point.
This black community stuff, like, what's K-pop? You know? The Koreans are doing all this stuff from the 90s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's what they doing over in UK? They just now starting to break dance, you know, and all this other stuff, you know?
Hey, Mr. Pink, I got to take a break. These breaks come up by the computer, their own time. If you want to hold over, I would love to talk to you on the other side. It's entirely up to you. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report, before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Did Mr. Pink hang out with us, guys? He's still with us?
I believe he's still there. Let's
check. Fantastic. Mr. Pink was pointing out that there is plenty of, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Pink, there is plenty of blame to go around. And the intent of the earlier part of the show was not to blame the black community. It was to question the whole what is whiteness, the separating of the races, the whole nine yards. But you are absolutely right in that sex sells, depravity sells, sin sells, and we should focus on these companies that are doing all these things to make a lot of money. But there's also blame for our court system and our elected leaders, like the porn industry. There wasn't a porn industry until the courts came along and said, oh, no, that's First Amendment. I'm like, really? No, it's really not. It's depravity. And so they kicked it off. And now it is running roughshod over our culture and our kids and us as adults.
Well, like I said, it's all about money. If there was no money in it, nobody would be doing it.
That's right.
That's where we're at right now. Kids, like, you have to tell the kids to do something. They want to know how much they're getting paid, and they have no skills. Like, you're learning right now, buddy, you know? So right. It's a big difference. It's probably our fault. I'm in my early 40s. Our parents were like, you know, you're going to go outside, you're going to do this, you're going to get dirty, you're going to make a mistake so you can learn from it. And what we do, we shield our children. We don't want them to skin their knees. You know, we don't want them to go outside because they might get with the wrong crowd. But that's a part of life. You know, you got to, if you teach your kids, you got a Bible. You tell them everything about that book and let them go out there. You know, you have to have faith. You know, like I heard it was a comedian said, the kids can drive just fine. And he was basically saying, like, you know, we give it to them all and we got to let them drive. We got to trust them to make the right decisions. But it's like there's some old-ass people that's out here right now trying to make these decisions. Like, this is not our daddy's world anymore. It's different from the 90s. It's different from 10 years ago. So we need to not evolve into, like, tranny stuff, you know, because nobody's with that. But, I mean, just evolve our thinking a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And I do think there's something to be said. I mean, think of what we're taught. If I say, hey, look, there was a time when things were better, at least culturally, they're like, oh, you're old-fashioned, you want to go back in time. Well, if going back in time means we have some standards and some values and I protect kids from destroying themselves, all the mental health issues we've got, I'm for that. I think you can progress while still having values, and you and I are in agreement, Mr. Pink.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone. I know you got other callers, but we can take it back to the 1800s. Back when you divorced your wife, the kids had to go with the man. How about that?
Well, the kids would have been better off. It was a societal choice that we did that, and all the science now says that children raised by single fathers, those kids do as well as children raised by with a father and a mom. Children raised by single moms have a better chance of going to prison. So we screwed that up with our own progressive thinking. That's a great point, Mr. Pink.
I mean, it'll keep a lot of guys honest. You know, if they knew they had to take the baby with them, you know, they might think twice.
Hey, good point. Very good point. Thank you, brother.
That's good. It's good stuff.
Y'all remember when, and people are shocked by this, but adultery used to be illegal.
It's still illegal some places.
It's probably still on the books here.
Yeah, actually.
Well, they used to put you in jail for like 30 days if they caught you. I saw a story just the other day where they're thinking about changing it to be more progressive in New York. They don't enforce it, but it's funny that people are shocked that used to be the law. Well, it used to be the law because God said it was the law, and we just mirrored them.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, that's so old-fashioned.
You can't follow God's laws anymore.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have laws against things like adultery. I mean, you should be able to adulterate all you want. Isn't that what
we're
basically saying?
Yes.
Don't make it illegal.
Yeah.
Because I might need to be doing it.
So they would put you in jail for 30 days?
I think you could be in jail for 30 days. Different states had different punishments.
Wow.
God, we only have a minute. We missed Lunchbox. We didn't get Charles the First to do any. We didn't get Cassie. Cassie would have been awesome.
They're going to call back tomorrow.
Cassie, whatever you're thinking, don't call back tomorrow. No, tomorrow's a Friday.
Yeah, call
back tomorrow, because Allison won't be here to sidetrack us.
It'll be very mature. No middle school show tomorrow.
No boogers on the show tomorrow.
Just
we're
duty.
We're going to try our best. Lunchbox, Charles the First to do any. Cassie, y'all be up early. We got to take a break. Al, be careful. They're doing your sorority stuff.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle. I'm going to Cal College.
Barners.
See y'all next week.
Y'all be good. We'll see y'all tomorrow.